Our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight. Cooler, low 43. Tomorrow, sunshine, not quite as warm. Upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the upper 50s Wednesday and near 60 Thursday with sunshine both days. Hey, our weather app has radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings and a lot more. And it's waiting for you free in the App Store right now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery police are investigating a crash on the Northern Boulevard that left a pedestrian dead. When officers, fire medics got to the scene, they found that a vehicle had stalled. That driver had gotten out to take a look. A second vehicle hit the stalled vehicle and the driver, killing the driver. He was pronounced dead on the scene. The crash is under investigation. University of Alabama's SGA president arrested early Sunday morning on a DUI. Two-vehicle collision. Tuscaloosa police responded to it. Officer smelled alcohol on Jared Hunter and observed behavior that led them to believe he was driving impaired. He was tested, registered a .16 BAC. He was arrested. And the vigil for the Taco Bell that burned down on Zelda Road went on his schedule Sunday night. Even the Taco Bell dog was there, as well as over 100 mourners. Katie James, one of the organizers, thanked the crowd, most of which were carrying lighted candles. That's Headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Trump campaign is out with an attack ad saying that because of the government shutdown, Democrats will be complicit in all murders by illegal immigrants.
They tried to keep national parks open, several closed due to limited staffing.
Morgan Freeman received a Lifetime Achievement Award. The Oscar-winning actor earned himself 4 SAG nominations throughout the years.
Big demonstrations in major cities advocating women's rights.
A Mideast trip for Vice President Pence.
Crushing the competition again at the box office, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Certain motorists would have to pay more than $11 to drive through the busiest parts of Manhattan. The idea? To ease congestion below 60th Street.
An accident in the skies over California has claimed the lives of 2 U.S. service members, the pilot and co-pilot of an Army helicopter.
Afghan security officials say they have cleared armed militants from the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul after a 12-hour siege.
An Oklahoma lawmaker who found a tracking device attached to his pickup truck is suing a private investigation company and one of its investigators, trying to figure out what's going on.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out. Right? I want to thank Don Wickham for being in, the studio with us. Remember, $10,000 off that Ram truck. He's serious about that. Matter of fact, he texted the office to let them know that he had made that deal. So I'm telling you, take advantage of that. 272-9228. Don't forget, First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. Get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Yes, $50 gift card. Look who is on the board. The one and only William Morris. William.
Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing good. How are things up there? And did you get snow on this last round?
Yeah, we got about an inch. And so the city shut down for like 2 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah, as you know here, it just went. I had snow in the front yard for 3.5 days.
Yeah, it stayed in some corners of, like, shady corners until like, that Thursday.
Tell me what's on your mind today.
Yeah, I just got sent home from work because the government shut down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, So, they sent you home from work. So, is Redstone Arsenal closed?
No. The entire base is open, and it was open this morning. We were basically told to come in at, like, 8:30 and wait for, like, future instructions. Because of when it happened for the weekend, it took people until Monday morning to, like, fully figure out if they were on or not. So we got word at like 11 or so that the building was going to be closed at 1. So we all just got sent home and we're waiting on word to go back once that closure vote happened in the Senate. So the 3-week went in the Senate. So we're waiting on the House to vote and the president to sign. And then it'll probably be about another half day before we get word to.
What does that do? What does that do for you, pay wise?
Basically, for contractors, you're basically forced to take leave pay, and then for government, they're furloughed, I believe.
But if you're government, they normally do the back pay, and that's part of the next vote that they take.
Yeah, they should, assuming that'll. Goes like it should.
How what's the effect of the? And I had Mo Brooks on earlier on the Toyota Mazda. How excited are people about that in Huntsville?
Yeah, they're pretty excited, but it's also kind of just another one of many factories and stuff that's come to Huntsville, Decatur area. So it's another feather in the cap for the region.
Well, it also should put one of the things Congressman and I were talking about is that, you know, you guys are basically at a zero base unemployment. You actually have a negative unemployment.
Yeah, so, we are fully employed.
So that may actually help wages there as the pressure comes to bring in more people.
It kind of already has, actually.
I like that.
At least in the first of the year it did, and we'll see.
So are you developing something to knock down the North Korean rocket that's missile is going to be headed this way?
That is definitely not my job.
you can't keep us safe?
Not my job. Not what my program is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you got a little break at home and that you're sitting around lounging around today, but you'll probably be back, you guess, tomorrow by 11?
Yeah, probably tomorrow afternoon, but more likely, I think it's possible I get in tomorrow, but more likely it'll probably be Wednesday morning.
Well, William, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know the effect on the Morris household out here of the shutdown.
Yeah, no problem.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Take care, William. William Morris, reporting from Huntsville, Alabama, has been sent home because he's a government contractor.
Oh, man.
I know. Working at Redstone Arsenal, by the way, so. I've got to get to a cut here. We heard a news item on it, but WSFA, the Taco Bell vigil actually took place. And I want you to listen how WSFA reported this.
Or ever. That we report on a candlelight vigil.
for a fast food location. But that is exactly what's happening tonight in Montgomery at the site of a torched Taco Bell. We told you about that location burning down last week. And tonight, some locals are grieving the loss of their favorite food outlet. And that is where we find WSFA 12 News reporter Sam. This is a milestone in your young career. You're the first reporter to ever do a live shot at a candlelight vigil for a fast food place.
John, let's talk about what's going on. This Taco Bell on Zelda Road caught fire and collapsed early Wednesday morning. Shortly after, a Facebook page was created. That Facebook page inviting people to a candle-lit vigil for Taco Bell. I cannot make this stuff up. Joining me now is Katie James. She is the creator of that Facebook page. And Katie, we were speaking a little bit earlier, and you said that this all started off as a joke.
It was a complete joke. It was. I came home, my roommate told me the Taco Bell had burned down, and he said it would be funny if we made a memorial page, and I was like, okay, or if we did something, and he moved on about his life, and I decided to make the event, and I still told him, you know, this is just a joke, it's not that big of a deal. Well, we invited people, we invited Alec, the man who is standing in front of Taco Bell like, no, and as soon as he shared it, I feel like it just took off.
Okay.
Wow.
So she got it on social media and put it out there, and a whole bunch of people actually showed up for this thing.
Right.
And they were holding up, doing their candles and their lighters and the little LED candles and everything. But that's not all of the story now. That's not all of the story. So this isn't part. I'm sorry for the broken audio on that.
Did you expect it to take off like this?
No, I had no idea it would take off. But I was on top of the notification, so as soon as somebody would share it, I would comment below and say, bring your own candle. And I guess people took it seriously, so.
So tell me, what exactly is going on tonight?
I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is we weren't allowed over there because it's a fire and crime scene. They said move it to the ABC store parking lot. I said, okay. So as far as I know, people are just going to come out, light their candles. A couple people are dressing their children up as a taco and a mild sauce packet. And that's all I know that's going to happen. Oh, we are having a live performance, though, at 7:30. So.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Katie.
No problem.
So you heard her. If you are coming to the event tonight at 7, it is BYOC, Bring Your Own Candle. John, I will be at this event. I've been to this Taco Bell numerous times, and nothing beats their cheesy gordita crunch.
Somebody dressed up as a taco? Have you been by this place to see it?
Yeah, I mean, I go by Zelda Road all the time, so I've seen it and seen the damage. And
man,
that Taco Bell, they had just remodeled it, but that particular location's been there for as long as I can remember, since I was a child here.
Yeah, I remember being there in the early 1990s when I moved here.
Well, and as you got into the, you know, the drinking years,
especially coming from college,
it's the only place open at 2 in the morning.
Except for Waffle House.
Well, Waffle House as well. Yeah, but when you go in, at Taco Bell, you could go through the drive-thru. Right. It might be a little weird in the parking lot, but once you go into a Waffle House at that time of night, you never know what's going to happen. It's a whole other world.
It certainly is.
But that's crazy.
That really is. In the video of that, by the way, that's up on my site, danmorrisshow.com, and you can take a look at it. There was an interesting thing. The wall, which is going to be something that's going to clearly be talked about a lot in the next 3 weeks. The wall was tested, and they actually got Navy SEALs to go in and see what they could do to deal with the wall. So let's listen to "The Wall is Tested."
U.S. Special Forces spent the last 3 weeks on our southern border testing those prototypes for the wall on our southern border. The results? Well, they exceeded expectations.
They found that the new height requirements should stop illegal immigrants from crossing the border. And here now to discuss is the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd. Tell us what your findings are.
What we're seeing is this isn't typical government. Typical government is to see a gaping wound and try to cover it up with a Band-Aid. What we've seen with this president is he's actually put research and development into this project. This is months long. This isn't something that we just threw together at a whim like what you normally see the government do. We've put the special forces to go up against this wall, and they can't defeat this wall. And if the special forces can't defeat the wall, the criminal cartels are not going to defeat the wall either.
Well, Brandon, the key is the height. It's so darn tall, so much bigger than the current barriers we've got, right?
Well, there's a couple factors. If you look at the one that we like the best, you've got the Ballard tile fencing at the bottom to where we can see through it. Then you've got the sheer wall that makes it nearly impossible to climb. And then at the top, you've got the round tubing, which makes it to where you cannot hook a rope on top of it.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
a lot of factors that have gone into this. But yeah, the height is going to be huge to that.
Made a mistake. I said Navy SEALs is Special Forces. That speaks volumes. I have seen a lot of these walls because I've been to Juarez, I've been to Tijuana, I've been to Brownsville, I've been to Nogales, and basically it's just like metal, sheet metal, and some metal rods that are going up. And you watch a video of somebody climbing it with a big old bale of pot on his back, and this is substantially different, and I understand Trump is going to be going out to take a look at the wall again as we get closer to a wall deal. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Dan and Joey. Glad to have Joey back.
Yeah, it is great to have him back.
I'm telling you. What were you going to ask me? I'm sorry.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend. I'm at the waters now. Out here, boy, it's so nice out here. I don't know when the last time you've been out here is, but they've really got it going on out here. I don't know about you, Dan, but I don't think I would have the time to go for a Taco Bell Memorial.
Yeah, well, you have other things on your schedule. Is that what you're trying to say?
If they want to do that, fine. I don't have a problem with it, but I'm just wondering what these people. Do they not have any other kind of life? I mean, surely to goodness, there's something else going on besides the Taco Bell Memorial.
Well, if you look at the video, it's a whole bunch of millennials that didn't have anything else to do that night.
Okay. Yeah, that explains a lot there. Hey, about this wall deal, correct me if I'm wrong, but I just believe I witnessed a president pinochle the Democrats about the wall. I heard Gutierrez and several others come out and say, if he wants to build a wall, let's let him build the wall, as long as we get the DACA deal done. Did I hear all that correctly?
You did, but the bottom line is when they were talking about doing a deal, they were talking about not only getting the Dreamers in, but the Dreamers' families and their extended family and giving them basically amnesty.
Yeah, that is not going to work right there. So, wasn't quite the throwdown that I think it is, huh?
No, and, what happened... Okay, and pardon me for saying this, but I don't trust the Democrats. And let me, for example... All the Democrats make this big deal of Schumer came over to the White House and met with Trump, and Trump basically had an agreement. Well, it was the language that Schumer used that created the telephone call where, no, we don't have a deal, and they left out a big line out of them. That was the fact that he wasn't doing appropriation. He was saying we'll do authorization. Authorization is not appropriation. Appropriation is giving the money to their authorization. There's money authorized right now for the wall. It's not appropriated.
So that just meant doodly squat.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a tactic on their part.
Right. So, but I am hearing more and more Democrats, kind of caving to the idea instead of it won't work, it's no good, on and on and on. At least seems like they're starting to get on the right page here.
Well, Doug Jones voted the right way on this whole thing. I'm proud of that.
Well, that was good. I think that in the end, Dan, that Donald Trump is going to get his wall. What do you think?
I think he is also. It's a question of can he do this and not get sideways with a government shutdown again. I'm very concerned about that. Now, we're just going to get right back to where we were. They're going to hold hostage over DACA. And then if this goes to a full vote of the Senate, then you know, the Republicans could have some problems because you've got some senators there that are Republican, Jeff Flake being one of them, John McCain being another one. John McCain may not make it to that vote, but they're for a level of amnesty. I mean, a big level of amnesty.
If there's a way to get him, you know, some sort of legal status, that would be the best way. But this continuing on and on and on and on and on about dragging family members in, you know, continuous stream, that's got to stop right there, because that's where the real big problem is, in my estimation. So I think that, you know, but Trump's smart enough to know that, I think. You know, I think he knows how to handle them.
Well,
and this, go ahead.
His problem is verbiage. When they say, we're going to give you the money for your wall, Donald Trump takes that, you're going to give me my money for my wall. That's what you just said, and you're going to give me the money for the wall. But then then you get into the authorization versus the appropriation, and Donald Trump does not get that nuance. He takes somebody for their word.
Yeah. I got you. I understand. Well, he's a fast learner, though.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. And I absolutely agree. I think one of the reasons they did this and when they did is because it's the anniversary of the Trump inaugural and they did not want to go through the accomplishments of this year. And look at it. Look at the stock market. Look at the tax bill. Look at ISIS is gone out of the Middle East. They're basically a virtual ISIS now. I mean, he has really accomplished a lot.
Well, they're trying to yank the rug out from under him any way they can. Man, I tell you, I just think he's got a head of steam up now. And if the Republicans will go ahead and hunker down, I think that they can force the right kind of deal here. So, anyway, great talking to you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Papa B. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year. 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Soda, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay latex, hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. The press is doing their best to say that they did this deal without Trump, and Trump was the problem, not the solution to this. The press is just amazing to me. Let's get to the second part of the this wall story. Talking about Obama holdovers. And, of course, bad Republicans.
Hold on, Brandon. You said you liked the one where you can see through it at the bottom. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you like that? Because I would think we wouldn't want them to know what's on the other side.
No, we want to be able to see the threats that are coming up to the wall. If we can see that, then we can defend against it.
All right. Also, Brandon, there's a story out from Judicial Watch. Apparently, a number of illegal aliens are quietly being relocated throughout the United States. They're getting to various points on the map. On commercial airlines.
Yeah, unfortunately, we still have some Obama holdovers in ICE, and they're still implementing old policies. But the other problem that we have is the president gave the GOP all the momentum in the world to enact his policies and his agenda. Unfortunately, we have certain GOP senators are getting up and comparing him to Stalin instead of getting behind him and supporting what he's trying to do. His policies have been extremely good for the country. Look at the tax reform. Look at the economy. Everything is going good under him, except we can't get certain people to get behind him, and we have to have the GOP get behind him and support his agenda so that we can move this country forward.
That would be Jeff Flake is who he's talking about. And I tell you what, I am just so disgusted with Flake. What he sat there on the floor and did the Stalin statement where there were only two Democrats that were listening to him. But he knew that the press was going to, because he was criticizing Trump, was going to pick it up and really run with it. And the sooner this guy gets out of here, the better off I'll be. But we've got another year's worth of dealing with him. And let's go to Congressman Joyce talking about this FISA memo and how bad is it. This is what I was talking to Mo Brooks about.
Some Republican lawmakers claiming that the FISA surveillance memo that we've heard so much about will shock the country if it's made public. Our next guest is one of those lawmakers sounding the alarm. This as the House Intel Committee prepares for its official release. So are Americans any closer to learning the truth? I know you can't tell us specifically what's in this thing, but how bad is it?
Well, you know, 25 years I've been in law enforcement before I got here in 2013. And I can tell you that I read it twice. just to make sure I read it properly. And it was deeply disturbing, as anybody who's been in law enforcement and any American will find out once they have the opportunity to review it.
And of course, what we're hearing, and I know you can't talk about the specifics, is that what exactly was used to get those FISA warrants? Was it the dossier? Was there corruption at the highest levels of the FBI and the Department of Justice? From what you have read, if it is true and accurate, should heads roll? Will heads roll?
Absolutely, they should roll. I mean, termination would be the least of these people's worries once they get to see the documents. We've had this is the basis. The four pages are because the House Intelligence Committee, led by Chairman Nunes, has spent hundreds of hours synthesizing this into what is a very easily readable document that every American can have the opportunity to review and make their own determination on. But once you do, you'll be surprised how bad it is.
You'll be surprised at how bad it is.
Mm.
That's serious stuff.
I'm interested to see what's in there.
I'm very interested because it's got footnotes and things like that. And basically, it was a document that was prepared by the Intel Committee that kind of laid out chapter and verse the things that Nunes and others had seen. There's only one Democrat that's gone down there. And it wasn't Schiff, but it was somebody to go get to find out how explosive is it. And man, they're going to be panicked on this. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you today?
I'm really good, my friend. And you?
Doing great. Hey, so the question is, who are the illegals that they are flying around this country dispersing? And where are they dispersing them to?
That would be a great question. And, you know, this the Obama holdover.
My answer would be this, because I know they were doing it previously. I read an article about a year ago where they were predominantly taking Muslims that were coming into this country and under the chain migration or lottery and sending them all over the country, predominantly to predominantly white areas of the country like the Northwest and the Southeast United States, especially in townships that were predominantly white. And the reason being, from what I gathered from the article, was that they were trying to re-social engineer the Christian strongholds in this country, in the South and in the Northwest.
Yeah, Texas and Georgia were two big recipients of that.
Right, and a lot of people don't know this. Do you know that Stone Mountain, Georgia, has had more Muslims brought in there by the federal government than Los Angeles and New York combined?
No.
Yes.
Interesting.
And basically, that's what they are trying to do. I read another article by some Ivy League professor who was basically sociologist, and that's basically his premise was that the only way we're going to get the ignorant white Christians out of this country or, you know, out of power is to breed it out of them by bringing other nationalities, other religions into those areas of the country and intermingling them with white Christians.
Yeah, and change it over from red to blue.
Right, yeah. I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, which was, you know, the Obama administration's basically goal was to re-social engineer the country through immigration.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's really funny when you look at this. Look at all the steps that happened through the Obama administration that actually were political maneuvers versus policy type things. For example, the IRS situation that Becky Gerritsen got wrapped up in. That was for political purposes. The way they did immigration, that was for political purposes. They were looking for a political outcome for that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what do you expect? He's a part of the Chicago machine, political machine.
Yeah, and that's what
everything, they see nothing but politics and everything. A la Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I hope this stuff gets out here. I hope this member of Congress is right and that we're going to see it anywhere from 3 weeks to maybe 3 months from now, but that this, because I think this is going to be so damning to the Democrats, and all they're going to do is say, no, Republicans just made all this up. But if you've got evidence and it points to people like Brennan and Comey and folks like that, that is going to be explosive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I hate to be cynical, but I ain't going to hold my breath that we're ever going to see that.
I think we will. I think there's too much energy behind it, and as long as you have the Congress, I think you're going to be able to do it. I cannot imagine that Paul Ryan is not going to approve it. And what I was told by a member of Congress is that they're not going to have the discussion about this until after the shutdown is over. And
right.
The question is, can they have this discussion before the next shutdown begins?
Yeah. I was reading an interesting article also this past weekend. What presidency do you think had the most shutdowns in the last 30 years?
Let's see. Is that Jimmy Carter?
No, he was second to Clinton. Clinton had over a dozen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was actually a graph showing how many shutdowns there were and how many days each shutdown. And Clinton was number one by far. Carter was number two. Reagan was number three.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it became kind of a thing to Reagan. Reagan wasn't going to let him push him around.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Monday. Oh, we're late for a break, I see. Going to be back right after this.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster.
A deal to end the government shutdowns agreed to in the Senate, with the House taking it up next for President Trump's signature. That's expected today. It's a three-week spending bill, with the top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell promising Democrats fair negotiations on keeping some younger illegal immigrants in the country.
I'm glad we've gotten past that, and we have a chance now to get back to work.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
while this procedure will not satisfy everyone on both sides, it's a way forward.
The shutdown started Saturday with Democrats demanding protection for those immigrants known as Dreamers, and President Trump demanding broader immigration reform.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing Israel's parliament in Jerusalem today, saying the U.S. Embassy will be moved there from Tel Aviv faster than expected by the end of next year. There have been protests over the decision announced last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Palestinians claim rights to the city as well. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a very spring-like sounding forecast today here in the dead of winter, even a storm system on the way. High temperature near 70 today. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially during the afternoon and evening hours. A few of the storms could be on the strong side with some gusty winds. We'll be keeping track of the radar, and our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight. Cooler, low 43. Tomorrow, sunshine, not quite as warm. Upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the upper 50s Wednesday and near 60 Thursday with sunshine both days. AR Weather App has radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. And it's waiting for you free in the App Store right now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are.
She also told me, stay away, you'll never know what you'll catch. Just the
government contractor thing that William called in, same thing seems to have happened here for some of the government contractors that are out at Gunner Design Center that work on the computers. There are a lot of folks from GE and different outfits that are contractors, and they sent a bunch of them home because I just got texts from three people about that.
Well, they'll be back tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll happen fast. Or some of the people, are just they're just moving to different projects, but they can't. Maybe the person can call in since we're talk show hosts and talk about it. That'd be good. Let's listen to Congressman Joyce. And he's going to be asked the question, are people going to go to jail?
You think people could wind up going to jail?
They should. I mean, this is the highest standard. To me, in law enforcement, that's why it was disturbing, the point of making you sick. This is the highest standard that you have. And you know, the Constitution protects everybody, even President Trump. He didn't give up his rights when he became president. And so we need to make sure that the documents are as accessible to everyone so they can understand whether it's President Trump or the everyday guy in the street, the Constitution applies to us all and should be everyone who has anything to do with it should be held accountable.
And does it sound like it's going to be released this week?
Well, the good part is it takes time. Mm-hmm. You know, and unfortunately, we're in a shutdown. Yep. And so one of the questions I have is, you know, we're all here, so we might as well have the hearings anyhow.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Gather around and declassify it or do whatever you have to do.
Absolutely. Start the process because it's going to take time. I get that. Everything here takes time. But, you know, whether it's 19 days, whether it's 3 months, I mean, they've done a lot of work to get us to this point. Mm-hmm. We need to do the rest of the work to bring it home to the American people.
That was pretty big. You know, will people go to jail? Well, I hope so. This guy is not a firebrand type guy, also. He's from Ohio. Mm. He's pretty even keel here. And so what we're going to do is, here's another one that was big. 5 months of the text from Strzok to Page, his girlfriend, the FBI agent, and to his girlfriend. 5 months of texts are missing. And it's interesting what the 5 months are. Let's listen to Congressman Joyce.
One other shocking development over the weekend, Congressman. I think it was on Friday, the FBI released 384 new pages of text messages between those two FBI lovers who were part of the Mueller team. Now, as it turns out, the FBI says, hey, yeah, by the way, we're missing 5 months worth of the stuff because we can't find them because there was a problem with the software on the Samsung phone. It looks pretty fishy.
Could you imagine if one of us did that?
We'd go to jail.
They'd be calling for our scalps, absolutely. People either need to be terminated or prosecuted, depending on how deep that is. But the other thing is, get some real investigators in there, some people who care about justice and don't care about playing a game, and let them go after these people, because they may say they've lost these things, but I don't think Verizon or AT&T or any of the other phone companies have lost those records.
So you think they're somewhere?
Well, someone with a little determination should find that out. One thing I can tell you, when I sent out warrants and subpoenas in my time as a prosecutor, they were answered in fairly short order. And most of those big companies have lawyers and people on staff waiting just to take care of those type of things. And so I'm sure they'll go to all efforts to make sure that they get them to us.
Okay. So 5 months are missing. July, August, September, October, November.
Well, isn't that special? Wow.
And that is July, that is about halfway, if I read the article correctly. Now, this is the one who said we needed to have an insurance policy. Also, this is during the time of the Steele dossier, that this guy had some oversight, and so did Page. But had a little problem with the phone. The Samsung software didn't keep any of the messages.
Oh, no. It was just an innocent mistake, a bug in the software.
Now, I hope that the Inspector General Horowitz is interviewing him under oath to ask him, did he tamper with his phone?
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as he answers no and turns out to be yes, then he's in deep doo-doo, because that's not only lying to an FBI agent, that is basically obstruction of justice.
Well, and this might very well vindicate people like Nunes, of course, vindicate the president and what he was saying as he first came into office. But I step back from this, Dan, this whole fight going on with the Russia investigation, now investigation into the investigation, and this is so unhealthy for the Republic. The Republic should be this sort of tension, this back and forth between the right and the left, or between different ideas. But when it's really just a back and forth of...
Well, it's weaponizing.
Exactly my point, is that when it's a back and forth over who's weaponized the intelligence, the deep state, and is using it for their own gain, their own power plays, that's destructive.
It absolutely is. And what you're doing is you're putting your political future and fortunes ahead of the country. And this is so, so wrong. Matter of fact, in the next hour, we've got Mike Pompeo, which is a fascinating interview with him. We're going to be back. Dan Morris Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Baron is taking pictures of his work. You know, Baron, there's something called feng shui. Now we got feng shui in the studio. Now, there's a lot of truth to that.
Oh, very true. It's actually something I was reading about this weekend.
I mean, it really is. Good job, Baron. Good job, my man. Baron Coleman Cleaning Services here. 272-9228, that's where we are. Forgot to mention our good friends at ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, you want a place to bank that is good for you and good for them. It's a member-driven bank, credit union. And I tell you, everybody that's going over there, they're saying, I don't know why I've been banking at the big box banks, is that these guys are great, and they appreciate your business, and you're an owner based on your, the amount is based on your deposits in the account. So I love it. Everybody wins. I want to play a clip of something before we kind of get out of this part of the hour. And everybody knows Stephen Miller, who's somebody we knew. He was the guy who would set up things for Jeff Sessions for us. He was Jeff Sessions' guy. He's a pretty big dog in the White House. And let's do the Chip Reed and misspelling Reed on who's to blame. Let's do the second cut. Who's to blame for the shutdown?
We cannot answer your call today.
The White House comments line, unstaffed because of the shutdown, said this.
Congressional Democrats are holding government funding, including funding for our troops and other national security priorities, hostage to an unrelated immigration debate.
I essentially agreed to give the president something he has said he wants in exchange for something we both want.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it was the president who changed his mind after the two men reached a deal on DACA and border security during a meeting Friday.
He backed away from the last best chance to avoid a shutdown.
In 2013, Mr. Trump criticized then-President Obama for failing to lead the country out of a shutdown.
You have to be a leader. The president has to lead. And unfortunately, he's never been a deal maker.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said the president needs to find a firm negotiating position.
I guess the question is,
Where's the president on this issue?
Is that, and is he going to stay in one place?
Yeah, so I think what president should do is leave room for negotiation to get a solution. That's exactly what he's doing.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham singled out White House advisor Stephen Miller, claiming that Miller's hardline views on immigration are making it very difficult to reach a deal, and calling him, quote, an outlier. A White House spokesman fired back saying Graham is the outlier and accusing him of, quote, siding with people in this country illegally instead of with Americans.
Okay, so Stephen Miller is named, and he's also named by Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham got a little mouthy this weekend. Lindsey Graham just works against the general conservative Republican cause. So now if you go down to the shutdown, Mueller is mentioned again, and then also this kind of Collins group that just got highlighted on Fox News in a press conference.
You've been reporting about members of both parties in Senator Collins' office over the weekend. What were they talking about? What's the formation of that deal?
Yeah, Susan Collins, the Republican senator from Maine, brought together a total of 19 senators from both parties on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to try to talk about this. They didn't get anywhere, really. As one of the attendees told me, it was a good group. We had some good ideas. We may be helpful on a substantive agreement down the road, but simply put, they just couldn't do it this time. Collins hosted similar meetings back in 2013 to try to break the last government shutdown, so there's some hope that bringing together a big block, about one-fifth of the Senate, that maybe they can convince their colleagues to move ahead. But so far, at least, it doesn't look like they're able to do that.
And is there anything, any truth to what Senator Lindsey Graham said, essentially blaming Stephen Miller, a young White House aide, of holding this whole thing hostage?
If you were to ask members of both parties, he's the guy that they blame for this, yes, because he's the one that has kept the president far more conservative on immigration matters than Democrats and Republicans would like.
Ed O'Keefe, good to see you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so Stephen Miller is being pinned on this whole thing. And I think this really gets down to the fact that Donald Trump's, when he is speaking, he is speaking in terms that it is his language. And when somebody else is, you know, Mr. President, we'll give you the money for the wall. And then Stephen Miller, who knows the legislative process, he was basically the guy for Jeff Sessions. Rick Dearborn, who is also in the White House, he was his chief of staff. These guys know how it works. And both of them are big time on immigration. This is a major subject for them. And I think what they did is went in, and after they were, you know, basically, Donald Trump calls Kelly and said, I had a great conversation with what's his name? Starts with a D.
Durbin.
Durbin, thank you. And he's going to give us everything. He's going to give us the money for the wall. He's going to stop. And it was always a lie.
Yeah.
Durbin just misled him. And so that's why the deal didn't happen. That's why when Lindsey Graham and everybody got there and they really looked at it and they brought the other players in, people said, no, this isn't going to work. And I think Donald Trump felt, in a way, betrayed. And I think he let that be known. And said, okay, well, we're out of here on this thing. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show, last hour of the Dan Moore Show coming up. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.